Hello, everyone. Wow. I'm here with Emily Manning, who's been helping me with this course and helping me to develop the course and was there with me, my right-hand person, helping me shoot the course and really helping me have this done. So thank you, everybody, for taking time to commit yourself to doing this course. And thank you, Emily, for your time and effort. And I think it's great. Emily, we're speaking just before we got on about you had to open this up, and I said, well, we were talking about we should tell everybody how this whole course started. And the way the course started was really, Spirit said to me, we want to do another course, and Emily discussed it, and we discussed transformation. And really the information that this course is made from, really I could say it's channeled material. It's really, I was influenced, and it's funny because I was going over my notes right now, and I was saying, Emily, what about this, the biography and the sign of contract? And I didn't remember, and that happens all the time when I work with Spirit, as I'm just the vehicle and Spirit will come through and influence me. And this course is completely channeled. So it's guides of mine, and several different guides of mine. And as I was doing, Emily was watching the videos being taped, and she could see my face changes, my affect changes, my personality changes. So it's really truly a channeled course from the Spirit world, from my guide to share with you. And the 28-day transformation course, as I've told people before, it's really important that once you commit yourself and sign the contract and commit yourself to doing this transformation, you have to commit every day, in that you really should go from one day to the next day. The 28 days should be in succinct timing. Now you can repeat day one and go back again the next day and day one. That's fine. You can stay in day one for as long as you want, but don't skip day one to day four. Don't skip around. Don't wait. Don't wait 2 days and then do day two. You really, to get the most out of this course, it's progressive. So it starts one day, the next leads to the next day, leads to the next day. So you'll get the best and maximum out of this course, out of this transformational journey, if you use one day and then the next day. Don't stop in the middle, please. Okay. So when you commit yourself, you're committing 28 days, and you can do it the same time every day. That's fine. Or you can change the hours. That's fine. I like to get into a rhythm where I'm doing the exact same time every day, because then it really gives the Spirit world notice also that you are here ready to work, ready to be, to let your soul express itself through the meditations, through your soul work. So, and it's kind of setting up an appointment with the Spirit world. So I would say if you can try to do it every day at the same time, that's great. But the most important thing that they've told me is you need to be consistent. And with that, I have people from calling in from all over the world. So thank you. I'm blessed and honored to share this space with you in this course and on the phone right now, on this conference call, which is fantastic. And I'd like to start off with a little blessing for everybody in the group. So maybe just close your eyes and take some deep breaths and breathe into your heart. And just imagine as you breathe into the heart, imagine a beautiful light, whether it's a golden light, a white light, coming in from the universe above you, as far as you can imagine above you, coming into the top of the head, into the heart. And as it does, it expands, the heart expands, that loving energy, the compassion, the healing, the balance, the vibration, the harmony of the vibration comes, completely expands into your entire beingness and the atmosphere all around you. And as you exhale, you blow out of your mouth any excess energy, anyone else's energy who's in your space, any fears, any nervous tensions. Again, any energy there which is not you, which is not of your soul, which is not in proper alignment and centeredness with your soul, we're going to exhale all that out. And that exhalation, that energy falls down to Mother Earth, and Mother Earth recycles it to love. Mother Earth needs all of our stuff, that junk, to fertilize. So she needs that to do her work. So imagine that, just breathing in this beautiful golden light. Inhale into the heart, holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Good. And again, and inhale this beautiful universal light. Expanding, holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. Let it go, let it go, let it go. Good. And just one more time. Brings it back a beautiful center, opening up to that beautiful universal light. Inhale that breathing space, bring in that life. Holding it 2, 3, 4, and exhale. Divine Heavenly Parent, we ask your blessing on this meeting today. We thank you, dear Spirit guides and loved ones, angels, for your assistance, your help, for opening up our minds, our hearts, our awareness, our perceptions, and helping us, assisting us to remember our source, remember who we are, remember that we are souls having a human experience, not the other way around. We are souls first and foremost. May this group just open up and expand their awareness, expand their sense of self. May they find love where there is fear. May they find light where there is darkness. May they find joy where there is despair. May we all find the oneness that we share with each other. And so it is. And slowly open up your eyes, and here we are as a group in one. So that's my background. Thank you for me. Wow, I feel great. I'm really like floating now, so I hope all of you are too. Lovely. It changes the whole atmosphere around you when you open yourself up to that universal healing light and the love from your heart. Remember, as souls, we are made from the energy of love. That's first and foremost. Fear is not our natural energy. Love is. So when you're stepping into fear, ask yourself, what am I learning here? Why am I choosing to step into fear instead of love? So remember that, okay? So there was a lot to cover in this course. There's so much to cover. It's hard for me sometimes to promote this course because there's just so much to talk about. And the Room of Insights, the videos that we did, Story of Your Life, The Child Within. I mean, it's just pretty great. Loving Your Imperfections. It's really pretty amazing. And that you also committed yourself to taking this course, to expanding your soul, your understanding of yourself. Remember, a lot of people get caught up in doing it right and doing something. I got to do it right. Am I doing this the right way? Well, I'm not seeing something in the meditation. Well, I'm not feeling something. I just want to say to all of you, relax. Just let it be. It is what it is, and that's all that it is. Don't make it more than it is. Just let yourself surrender. Whatever's going to happen is going to happen. You're being guided. You're being directed. You have nothing to do with it. Your soul is leading the way. So you just have to, it's almost like riding a little, you know, riding a ride at an amusement park, just sitting back and just enjoying the ride. And that's really what you do, because the more you think about it, the more you're getting in the way and it becomes about you. You don't want that. Your soul, it just is. Human beings just should be, right? Just be, human being. So this is a sense of just being. So don't try so hard. It's a process. One experience might be more aware, make much more sense to you than another. You might have incredible experiences with one exercise, but not another one. That's fine. There are all different ways into center. There's all different ways into your soul's sense. And that's why we, myself in the spirit world, really brought through all these various different exercises and videos and different perceptions and angles and ways to look at yourself, your soul history, the journey that you're on right now. So there are all different ways in. So don't judge it. Don't worry about it. Don't judge it. When you're judging it, you're putting a condition on it. You don't want to do that. You just want to experience what's going to happen. That's a really the best advice I can give you, is that that's the advice. You don't want to start off thinking, I got to do this right. Just let yourself surrender to your soul and just have the experience. That way you just let what's going to happen happen. You don't have to be in control of it. Don't worry about being in control of it. Don't have to be. So let's see what else. There's so much to cover here. I also suggested when you start this journey for the course, you create a mind journey board. And literally what I meant by that was cut out pictures from magazines, some titles from newspapers and magazines, some words, maybe in the internet you can find some pictures or some words or sayings, things that really speak to you, old photographs of yourself. And this type of vision board is very different. It's different, of course, than the rest. So we talked about it a little bit in the course. Just have a clear idea of who you are right now, because your perception of who you are changes day to day. Just remember that. So on this board, you're going to make sure you put articles, words, pictures of who you are now, who you believe you are, the expression of yourself. And I think that board is always good to have around you, whether you're in your office, or your bedroom, or wherever you work, wherever you're doing this course. Just good to have that. Just good to have that there. So I'm sure a lot of you are probably starting to do this now, finding pictures and that represent you. So just make sure that that board has a wonderful place in the space that you're working in. It's really important. Again, one more thing before I open up the phone lines. When you go into this course, or really any really living life, but for this course, I want you just to be part of that particular day. So let's say you're on day three. Be part of that day three, everything in the exercises, the video, the insights. Don't worry about day one that you've just completed or day two. You can always go back to them. So don't worry about it. Just enjoy living in the moment of that particular lesson of that particular day. The past is past. The future is yet to be. So this is really going to be lessons in living in the moment, surrendering to the moment, in the now. So living in the now. You will get the most out of this experience by living in the now. Same thing with life, by the way. If you live in the past, you're not living in the now. In the future, you're not living in the now. And so you'll miss out on these incredible moments in the now. So that's what this is about, and that's about how you should approach the course. So, Emily, do you want to open some phone lines with some questions people might have?
Let's do it. Let's let people know to press star six to get in the queue for questions. And, James, if you could turn down your Skype.
Oh, turn down my Skype?
Yeah, turn it down a bit.
Okay.
Okay.
Is that better?
There we go. Yes, so it sounds much better. There we go. Okay, so everyone press star six if you have a question.
I have a question.
And while they're lining up, James, there are a few on the student Facebook quick page. So
fabulous.
Marissa wanted to know about the biography assignment this week, and she's just not, she doesn't quite understand what you mean. Do you want us to state things our soul has to learn?
Right. So there's a couple ways of doing this. So, it's bringing yourself into the space of going back to your soul and going back to a sense that we, before we all came back to this earth school, we were in the other side of life, the spiritual realms, and we sat down with our guides and our teachers and we worked at destiny points, our soul destiny points, lessons or classes that we came back on this earth to learn. So what I want people to do in the biography is just to go back in their mind, even if they want to imagine that they're sitting before these wonderful beings of light, these guides or teachers, and going into the silence of that and just finding it and see themselves as a soul, whatever that means to them. So a light body, that's fine. But we're made up of so much more than just this present lifetime. We have a mixture of many, many lifetimes all together as one right now. So going back into that space, the imagination, and asking your soul, what lessons am I learning? Who am I as a soul being? So much more than just this human being at this present moment. Where have I been in the past? What is going on in the future? So we're timeless as a soul. So all a biography is just putting the date that your soul came into the human experience, is the birth date. That's how we can get started. And with that, just close their eyes and just even use the imagination. That's fine. That's fine. And then I want to just go down. Just ask your soul, what lessons did I come back to learn? What lessons am I learning as the human? And they can just start writing. Don't think about it, just start writing. And some people might have visions of things. Some might be about family dramas, family love, loving yourself, all different lessons. They're just writing things down. And as you write things down in the biography, so many people, when they open themselves up, and it's all about opening yourself up, opening up this aspect of your mind, this aspect of your soul. And once you start opening yourself up, you'll begin to see yourself as a soul having a human experience, not the other way around. And as a soul, you can say, well, I feel like I lived during the Renaissance period and I was a glass maker, or I was a musician in a past life, or something that draws them and makes them aware that this is not the only lifetime. There are other lifetimes. So in the biography, as they just start writing, it's almost like automatic writing, and they just keep writing things down and just see what happens. It's all experiential. This whole course is experiential. So that's what everybody should understand. It's experiential. There's not one way to do it, a right way or wrong way. It's just your sensing, letting your soul speak to you in different senses, in different ways. And that's the only way I can say to get started with the biography. That's the grounding point is your birth date. That's your grounding point. That's when that soul decides to come into the human body, the human shell. But there's a whole history of the soul before that birth date. And really, that's what I just want them to glean and just let it come out to the forefront and just write it down. I hope that helps.
Perfect. Okay. I think that makes a lot of sense. You can ask us again on the Facebook page if she still wants clarification.
Yes, on the Facebook page, the school page, the JVP School of Mystical Arts, I'll write down, I'll answer questions there as well for people.
Perfect. Okay, let's go to the phone line. So we have, looks like the last name is Philip for the area code 847.
Hi. Hi there. How are you?
Good. How are you? This is Gloria.
Hi, Gloria. Great, Gloria. I've spoken to you before, no?
Yeah, I saw you at the bookstore. I was home.
I had a familiar feeling and it was just a feeling that I had. Gloria with the drum?
Yes.
Gloria. So Gloria is a wonderful healer. I met Gloria. Oh, this is so weird, Gloria. I did a book signing this past weekend in Carlsbad, and Gloria started off with a blessing for the group. And you really was an attunement, wouldn't you say? And how would you describe what you do, Gloria? Tell everybody.
Oh, well, I just kind of tune in. I just tune in, and I just kind of open up my crown. I don't even really know how I do it.
Yeah, you're very mediumistic. So she was standing to the side of me, and you have, what kind of a drum was that? Would you say the type of drum you had?
It's called a chamber drum.
A chamber drum. And I know I'm not going to do this honor, but Gloria was tuning. Were you blowing into the side of that drum? Was that what it was?
Yeah, just toning. Doing some toning. Yeah, the reverberation just mellows out the whole room.
It was fabulous. It was really, really great, Gloria. Isn't that funny? And you're the first caller. I think it's great.
That is so funny. I didn't even know if I'd get on. So that's amazing. So thank you again for letting me. I feel so honored to be able to do that for everybody and you. And can't tell you, it's a highlight of my toning career and my music career.
Well, you'll be in Encinitas for the center, the Seaside. You'll have to come down and do something to open up that group if you'd like to.
I would love it. I would absolutely love it.
Perfect. Okay. Good.
Okay. So I just started your course, and I heard I'm like a day. I just started yesterday, so I feel like I'm a day behind. And I know that you said don't worry about it, but I'm worrying about it. I feel like
don't
I'm
worry about it, Gloria. You know what? It's also almost like just like this. Look how this happened. This pattern. How many callers are there? Hundreds and hundreds, and you're the first caller. So I think things happen for a reason. Things happen in their own time when it's meant to be. And I think that the spirit world of the puppet master and we're the puppets. So that we're always being influenced. And you of all people should know this, that you're just being used and influenced. So just surrender to it. And just, you know, a lot of people are going to start next week. So people likely haven't started yet, which is fine. So just enjoy the process. You know, don't just enjoy. What part have you done so far?
Just the week or lesson one.
Lesson one. Okay. Yeah. And what did you find in lesson one?
Oh, I just thought it was amazing. I wanted to take my time. I didn't want to rush through it, so I'd put it off, and then I'd be like, oh, now I got to do it before the call because he's probably going to be talking.
No, not like that. You know, the one thing I will say though is everybody should. I think I mentioned this. Keeping the journal, you know, writing down your insights that you have, especially that room of insights. It's really, really great because your soul will show you things that your human mind might not have seen before. So you'll be ready in a way. It's like conditioning you to be ready to receive for your soul to receive. And that's everybody that's listening to the call is for you. So just take your time, Gloria. Don't rush it. Just enjoy. Just enjoy it, sweetheart. Really.
Okay. All right. That's great. Thank you. I think that's
okay.
I
all right. And we'll see you soon. This is Viola.
Yes. Yes. Love. Bye-bye.
Love.
Perfect. And James, I think I've noticed with you, sometimes you kind of forget some of the stuff that comes through, right? So keeping the journal is important that way, too.
Okay, yes. Thank you, Emily, because yes. What happens is as I was doing this course, I really channeled it. And what comes through, and I mean, Emily's with me when we're taping this thing. And I mean, what, 10 minutes later, you say, well, pick up from where you were. And I'm like, I don't remember where I was because I was just channeling. All that information was channeled. So I won't remember what comes through. And that does happen all the time when I'm doing readings, when I'm doing the course. This is the first course that I've really channeled, per se, that, I, you know, really they used me. So I know I have notes in front of me about the course and about what we did, and it's coming back to me.
All right, let's go to another caller. We don't have this person's name, but the beginning of their number is 702212. So it looks like, I don't know where that is.
Las Vegas.
Hi, this is Kalanit.
Kalanit. Hi, Kalanit.
How are you, James?
Good. Are you in Las Vegas?
Yes, I was about to drive Sunday to see you, but due to the heavy rains, I had to turn around and come back home.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
The heavy rains. I wish we had rain in California. We have no rain here. We need rain.
We had 3 days of flooding here, so I had to come back.
Wow.
My dream is to bring you to Vegas.
Oh, okay.
Vegas needs you, trust me. I have a question.
Okay.
And I am scared a bit, and I don't know if anybody feels like me because maybe they're more elevated. I'm a newcomer.
Right.
I've admired you from afar,
right.
And I've seen you, and I believe in you.
Right.
I believe in your power. My mother passed away 6 months ago, and the grief is still heavy.
Right.
I joined so I can find peace one day again because my peace has been disturbed. And I'm hoping through this seminar to find somewhat peace in my soul because half of me is gone. But I don't know if anybody else feels this way, but when I hear the first meditation that I've been doing all every day, I've been doing this, I am not connected as other people may seem, or I am afraid. My soul is not talking to me. Like, I don't see my past lives. I don't know if it's because of my pain or because I'm not elevated like most people. I am not seeing like most people see. I see my life and I see my dreams, but I don't see my soul. Is that
okay?
Am I not in the right place to do this, or I'm also I'm scared that what is my soul going to tell me? I've had some betrayal. Is that going to influence? My soul is not talking, and once
okay,
it talks,
Danielle,
I'm just afraid what it's going to discover. Is anybody, can you be scared?
Yeah. Well, first of all, God bless you for taking the course and for having the courage to do this, because you would not have done it if you weren't, your soul wasn't calling for you to do it. I really believe that. So on another level of awareness, you know, who we are as a soul being, we are alive on many levels. Okay. The human body is just a small part. 20% of our soul is in the human body. The rest of it's outside the body. So you are, as a soul, outside the body. And a soul, it's hard to fit a soul's perception in as a human. As a human would understand it, you know, humans like black and white and conditions, has to be fear or love. It's much more than that. The soul is a feeling. It's an essence. It's a sensitivity. It's all of that. Have you ever had a sense of loving yourself?
Loving myself. I appreciate myself for what I've achieved and where I am.
Okay, so if I say to you, what do you love about you? How can you describe love about you?
I love how much I'm a giver. I took care of my mother for 20 years before she died. I love that I appreciate myself for doing that. I love my passion. I love what I do, and I believe in love. I think that's what I love about myself. I still believe in love.
Ding, 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 ding. So you have an awareness of what love is, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's all you have to feel is love. That's all it is. So don't make it more than there is. Like, I got to feel this. I got to see this. No, no, no. It's an essence of yourself. It's starting off with, honey, first of all, you're brand new to this, which is fantastic. You have the courage to do this. It's something new to you. It's not something you're familiar with. So, and it's actually opposite of scary. You're going to find it's loving, it's empowering, it's looking at yourself in a whole different light. It's having the courage to do that. I think you're a really nice person. I think you're a person of love, and I think you're a person of light. And I know that you took care of your mom, and you're a caretaker. You take care of people. You have compassion, as you just said. You're passionate about life, and you're passionate about love. That tells you that you're made from love. Now, you might not have had that relationship with yourself before. You might have been conditioned by parents or society, grown up in a certain way to think. And as young children, we come in with a lot of love. Our souls come into this earth, soul being. We're souls having a human experience. So if we want to say what the soul is, let's just say the soul is light. Okay? That'd be easier for you, yeah? Just have a concept that's light. Okay. So we'll just say the soul is light. And when we come back, we are pure light. When we come back on this human level and age 1, 2, 3 as babies, toddlers, and we come with this purity and this innocence and this honesty and this joy. And sometimes adults in our lives kind of force us to behave a certain way or think a certain way, or they give rules to us that we have to follow. And for a young child, they look at us like, well, I got to do this in order to receive love. I've got to behave this way or do this rule. You understand what I'm saying, yeah?
Yes, yes.
And I know that, and most of us, sweetheart, are born that we're programmed, can I just say, by the age of 7 or 8 years of age, we're so programmed to having to do A, B, and C to receive love, you know? And it's kind of twisted to who we really are. Who we are is a soul being of love. Fear is not our energy. Fear is not our natural vibration. Love is our natural vibration. So fear is F-E-A-R, and that means false ego appearing real. So the ego, it's safe to have an ego, but it's only if it'll help you and support your work. So the ego is okay to support you, but it's the human. That's very human. The ego is tied into the human part of us. And that's not who we are. We are a soul. We are a light. Yes? So we try to fit that light into the human shell, the human part of us. Sometimes it doesn't feel right. It feels like something's out of balance, something's out of whack. Because really, and I'll tell you right now, you're a very spiritual person. You're a very light person, a spiritual person. And so you're going to look at this from a whole different way. It's not religious. It's not a religious way. It has nothing to do with that. It's just pure love. So it's going to change you. You're going to be vulnerable. You know, you have to be vulnerable. And that's where that sense of maybe being fearful, because that's a brand new a situation you're entering into, right? So,
yes.
So it's okay to be a little not sure, because it's the first time you're doing it. You're not alone. We're all here for you. And the Facebook page, you're going to always write questions to me. I'll talk to you on the Facebook page. Take it slowly. Don't think you have to complete something. You know, I got to get the meditation. I got to see a color. I got to see a room. No, it's experiential, which means that, that it happens for you individually. It's going to be very different than 200 other people. Your experience is your experience. And don't try to judge it, because when we judge something, judgment is fear-based. Yeah. So just have the experience of it. So if you try to control things, that's all judgment-based, yeah? So you don't want to, you just want to just breathe into it and have the experience, knowing that your mother is probably right behind you, aware of it, helping you, and knowing that your mom probably had a path to the other side so she can help from that side of life and wants you to see who you are, the beauty that she sees from the other side. She wants you to have a little bit of that while you're still in the human body to see the beauty that she sees. So That's how I want you to look at it. And remember that your mom is next to you, and see her as a light, and see that light is connected to your light. That's like a stream of light, because we have what's called soul groups or soul families. So in another lifetime, you were probably the mother and your mother was a child, and we change roles in each lifetime. So just, if you will, sweetheart, just let yourself surrender to it and just imagine your mom is a light, a color, certain color light, and that you're a certain color light, and let her merge with you. And you can also feel her when you're doing the meditations. Let her guide you, because she's there. It's just the human that gets in the way. So we'll start with that, okay?
Thank you so much, James.
You're welcome. I'll see you on Facebook. If you have any problems, any fear, anything, you just write there and I'll write back to you.
I truly, truly appreciate it from my heart.
God bless you. Thanks, sweetheart. Okay.
James, there's actually a few people on Facebook who kind of have had a similar experience. They're wondering, during the meditations, I'm having trouble with visualizations. This is Nancy. She can't see her guides or the temple, and she feels like she's guessing.
Okay, guessing is fine. That's fine. So, again, there's not a rule book about how to perceive things, because it's an essence, it's a sensation. So it's really just when I try to visualize a room and visualize your guides, sometimes there are some people that are really good at visualization. Some other people are good at taste. Some people are better at smell. So whatever works for each person, as far as if you get a guide, let's say I want to talk to a guide, will you see them? Not necessarily, but you can feel their energy. So some people might feel the energy more. Or use your imagination to go to a room. You have to see it clairvoyantly, but imagine you're sitting in a room. Most people who are doing the workshop, the course, are sitting in a room. So they can imagine what sitting in a room is like. So it's just sitting in a room and not judging it. Just let yourself sit in the room and just listen to my, as a guide people, that's really just a cue for them. They can go off on their own way. Some people will smell things. Some people will see things. Some people will feel things. But it's just, I'm giving them kind of boundaries on which to experience with it. So don't get so worried about not seeing your guides, not seeing the colors. What does a color feel like? What's an emotion? Maybe a color is an emotion that you have. And a soul expresses itself to its owner, if you will, in different ways. Every single person is different and will experience it differently. So the first week of this course is going to be the hardest one, because everyone's going to a brand new area. They have to open themselves up on different levels, just like we just spoke about, that there are levels that they don't want necessarily. They're afraid what they're going to find, because it's all new. And all I can say is your soul guided you here. Your soul led you here. Otherwise, you would not be here. But just like the first call there with Gloria, how weird was that? I believe that everything is worked out from the spirit side of life. I think coincidence, which is what that call with Gloria was, coincidence is God's way of remaining anonymous. And I think that we are all that God spark, that God light. And this is just a discovery of that. So don't take it so black and white that you literally that I have to go to a room. It's got to have cushions. These are just suggestions for your soul to experience. So some people taste, smell, see, feel. A lot of you will be feelers. You're a lot of what we call clairsentience, which is sensing. So just sense things. Sensing. So let's go with just sensing. Let your soul sense. How's that?
Okay. That makes sense. I think in the psychic course, James, and when we did our psychic certification, you talked a lot about how go with what first comes to mind, right? That's not wrong.
It's exactly right, because you don't want to let it sit in the human brain too much, because the human brain has conditions and judgments, and you want it to filter, and you want just like a flow of water, come in and go out. And that's it. When it gets caught up in the human and we rationalize and we think about it, overthinking it, we can change it. We put our stuff on it. We don't want that. So that's a great way, Emily, a soul sense, a sensing. However your soul wants to sense it, is going to be fine. If there's no right way or wrong way, it's just allowing yourself to feel. Some people have a hard time with that because they're not in touch with their feelings. So this is a very safe place and a safe space and a sacred space to do this soul work. So that's however should look at this as the sacred work that they're doing with the soul. It's nothing to be afraid of. It's just the opposite. And it's having a new relationship with themselves. And that's what transformation is all about. It's seeing yourself from a different perspective. And that's exactly what the spirit world were intending when they gave me this course.
Perfect. That makes a lot of sense. Okay. Let's go to another caller. We don't have this person's name, but the beginning of their number is 813-347.
Hi, James. My name is Michelle.
Hi, Michelle. Where are you calling from?
I'm from Claremont, Florida.
Oh, great. Great. How is Florida doing?
It's really nice today. It's like 84 degrees. It's pretty nice.
Very nice. Very good, Michelle. how can I help you? You have a question?
Well, yeah, I had actually wrote you on Facebook about, you know, struggling with the visualization, and I wanted to let you know that last night I was able to see a little bit, so not very clear, but I was kind of excited that I finally got to see a little bit of something last night. So
Michelle, I'm going to tell you something, and this is everyone that's listening, this is really, really great advice. So the more that we try, the less experience we're going to have. So we just have to be. And this is really
okay.
With the meditation, a lot of people have a hard time meditating because a lot of what's happened to the chatter, the human chatter in the mind, you know, we're trying to relax and all of a sudden we hear, oh my gosh, what am I going to have for dinner tonight? You know, that little voice like, oh, and then we have the neighbor mowing the lawn next door. They're going, he's going to stop. And all these things, you know, we'll do anything not to be silent, right? So I found when I first started meditating, I'd be sitting in the quiet and all of a sudden I'd hear the neighbor and be, oh, when is this guy going to stop mowing his lawn? Or, oh, my stomach's growling. What are we going to have for dinner tonight? And I was going on and on. Okay, is that a cold breeze there? What's going on? And then I realized that we're all going to have those little blips. We're all going to have that mind chatter. It's normal. Every single person, we will have mind chatter. The secret of that is it's almost like being in a rowboat, in a boat in the water, in a lake. And there's going to be a little bit of waves, a rippling, and it'll knock the boat around just a little bit. If we just lie down or sit in that boat and realize that we're just going to flow with the ripples, that will be rippled side to side, and that's going to be part of the experience, that's fine. Instead of trying to go against the rippling and trying to have it happen, if we don't put a judgment on the experience, you'll get right in. So if you sit there and you say, okay, I realize I'm going to have mind chatter, I realize that certain things are going to come into my head, but I'm trying to be quiet, that's fine. So as long as you have the realization and something comes into your head, okay, what am I going to watch tonight on television? That's fine. Okay, I'm going to watch something on television. Okay, good. See it and let it go by, just like a wave. See it, acknowledge it,
okay,
and then let it go by. Because then we're not placing our judgment on it. We're not putting an emotional charge on that. We're just letting it be. So that's going to help everyone on the call here, that you just want it just to go acknowledge it and let it go by. Acknowledge it. And before you know it, you will get to a sweet spot. And 20 minutes will pass, and you'll kind of wake up in a level of consciousness, and you'll be, wow, where was I? Or, wow, I could see something. I saw it from a different level of color, or whatever the experience is going to be, Michelle. But everybody's going to have that situation when you just, it's about surrendering. So the more you do it, the better you get at it. I guess, I don't want to get a judgment, it's better, but the more insights you'll have, the clearer it'll be for you. So enjoy it.
Absolutely. The other question I have is I had signed up 1 week after listening to your Hay House Radio, and you said you were going to be sending a book out.
Oh, good. Okay, so on Facebook, well, how can I get a book to you?
that's what I was asking.
Okay. I just got to get your address. So
I think Liz should have that, James. Liz can
okay.
Liz can look her up. Michelle, what's your last name? Do you mind telling us?
Mestis.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll get you a book, sweetheart.
We can get all your information.
Okay. Perfect.
Thanks, Michelle. Enjoy.
Thank you. Absolutely. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you, honey.
Okay. Let's see. Let's go to the name that is showing on the caller ID is John Bell, and it's 352-363.
And this is a woman. Yes.
Hello, James.
This is, I remember you from the course, the other course, yes?
Sandra, no, I haven't taken it, maybe in spirit, but not on this plane.
Okay, Sandra, how are you?
I feel so thrilled that I got through to speak to you, and thank you for everything that you do. I've been following your radio show on Hay House, and when you offered this course, I signed right up.
Right.
I used to do a lot of astrology, and I had a lot of psychic stuff come through, and I studied mediumship, and I'm kind of at a crossroads. I wanted to get back into doing some this kind of work. I had my last child had cerebral palsy, so I stopped doing just about everything, and now he's more, you know, independent, and my circumstances have changed. I want to get back into this work. I'm being blocked, and I feel like I'm being blocked, and I wanted your perspective. My mom died under very mysterious circumstances. She was from Las Vegas. I really related to the woman in the earlier call. She died about 6 months ago under very mysterious circumstances in another state where someone had taken her. And between this person she was with and my half-brother and sister, you know, fighting over the estate, I can't find peace of mind. And I really want to get back and do some work and take my mind off this. How can I have some kind of breakthrough on this?
Well, number one, you have to realize you can't control everything.
Right. Yeah, that's helpful. That is helpful. Thank you.
You can't control it. You can't control people. You can't control situations. I'm sure your mom probably could care less now that she's out of the body. What happened?
I know. That's
so,
the funny part.
Hold on to that one. I don't know, Sandra, because your mother doesn't certainly care. So it's just letting go of that old stuff that is holding you back. And it's really getting a sense of empowering yourself and really letting yourself receive. Letting yourself receive. It's probably a very hard thing for you to get used to because you've always been giving, giving, giving. So now you have to learn to receive. And it can be in small doses. Even if it's just a smile at yourself in the morning in the mirror saying, I love you. You have courage. That's it. Don't go anymore. Just starting to have a sense of self and understanding who you are as a loving being. It's not what you think. It's who you are. You know, you are who you are. It's not what you think you are. It's who you are. And that's what you get a little bit, you get involved in the control and the rules and the having to please and all that stuff that you put in your head. And you don't need the stuff. You just have to be with yourself. But start small. It's not a, like again, with the other callers, it's very similar question. Different circumstances, but very similar. It's just releasing, surrendering, and just small steps, baby steps, you know, just breathing, learning how to breathe properly. Learning to maybe one day work with just forgiveness, forgiving the person that hurt your mom. That's a big one. That'll clear a lot of stuff. And because you're sensitive, you're an empath, you'll pick up your mother's energy, you'll be able to pick up information from your mom. If you can just get back to your heart, which is where the soul is, that loving energy, and just start coming from a space of love, and loving yourself first. That's the first step.
Do you feel that this is the right direction for me to go in terms of, you know, career-wise, to get back into it professionally, or this should just be a personal thing?
When is your birthday?
August 5th.
August 5th. So you're Leo. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
What I would suggest strongly is finish this course and see what happens at the end of 28 days.
Okay.
What you feel. Because we'll have follow-up phone calls and also the Facebook page so we can keep track of what your progress. Yeah?
I've never had a Facebook. I don't know how to do it. I wish I could.
Well, you better start learning, honey. I had to learn it.
Okay, well, I guess I can just get somebody to show me how to do it. Yeah, I feel like I'm missing out of the community, much less your feedback by not having that.
Do you have a computer?
Oh, yeah, I'm on it all the time.
Have someone help you get on Facebook. It's very, very easy. It's simple, and that way you'll be involved with everybody. And I'll be able to answer your questions on the Facebook page.
I would love that. But do you feel that it's more of a personal thing of my self-development or that this is the direction I should go? My husband is nudging me back into the workplace.
Take it slow. Put on the brakes. Slowly does it. Slow speed. I would say go one step at a time. Right now it's for you to transform. And
that's okay.
Along the process, along this route, this course, check in with me and let's see what's going on with you. It's really important. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, sweetheart. Thanks, Sandra. Okay.
Okay. Let's go to 631-868. The name we're seeing is Richard.
Hi, James. Diane. I'm from Bayport, Long Island.
Hi.
I know that my dad comes to visit me in dreams because they're different from other dreams, so I know it's real. I was just wondering, he had come to me with the message that I was running out of time, and I don't really know what that means.
Okay. Have you contacted your dad before?
My dad has come to me before in dreams, yes.
Okay. So what I want you to do is an exercise that I did in my mediumship course, which I think that you should do. Diane, again, your head is so busy, Diane. You're thinking so much. Jesus, you're still like all over the place. So number one, we got to learn to just center ourselves and quiet the mind. And what I tell people is a great exercise. Just take out a piece of paper, or you can do it on the computer, and I want you to write a letter to your father and ask him all these questions that you have. And you can ask him anything. What are you doing now? What is your life like on the other side? What was your reason to come back? How do I know you're around me? What signs do you give me? Whatever you want to ask him. Spirit hears our thoughts. Your father will be very, very aware you're tuning into him. And then what I want you to do is two or three days later, right on your calendar, I want you to sit down again and write another letter from your father to you. Okay? And go with your first thoughts that come into your head. Just go with it. Just go with the flow and just let him come through to you in his way. And you'll start picking up his personality. You'll feel his energy and just start writing and just like surrendering to it. Okay.
Yeah. Cause in the dream, I even said to him, I know, like it was like something I had to do. Like I knew at that time what it was, but when I woke up, I just had no idea what the message was.
But Diane, look what you're doing right now. You're here taking this course. Hello. You got to give yourself a pat on the back for being here and to taking the time, the commitment that you're making for this 28-day transformation course. That's a pretty big deal. You know, it's a pretty big deal. You're not going to be the same as the 28 days. On many different levels of who you are as a soul, your sense of yourself, the people in your life, your work, you know, whatever in your daily life, you're going to start seeing things from a very, very different perspective. You won't be the same person.
Okay.
So there's other reasons why you're taking the course, believe me.
I hope so. That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, and you're on my Facebook page for the school Facebook page?
Yes, I am.
Okay, so, you know, keep in touch with me via the Facebook page because I go on every day and check.
Okay, great. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Diane. Bye-bye.
Love you. Bye.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, let's go to the phone number is 804-873.
Hello?
Hello?
James?
Yes?
Hi. This is Sandy Ward from Richmond, Virginia.
Sandy Moore?
Ward.
Oh, Sandy Ward. Hi, Sandy. I thought you said Moore. I have a friend named Sandy Moore.
That's okay. It was a little bit of an echo. Because actually the number that she said was incorrect. So I was
Sure
it was me. And then I also said ask your question.
Okay.
So
honey, fine. Sandy.
What I want to know is I know that I'm a medium. I've known that since a child.
What have you done about it?
Well, I've seen the other side. I live in both planes. I've always had since a child.
Are you working as a medium now?
I've been a medium all my life. I don't have to give readings. I've given informal readings without even knowing until I read your book, until your book came out in 97 and you came out with it. I thought I was strange. My family knew I had a gift, but they put me away. I'm the youngest of 10 kids.
Right.
My father just died 6 months ago very quickly.
Another comparison. The lady before you, wow, a lot of fathers passing.
Yeah. And I felt like I literally had a vision of chains coming off of me because in August I told him, he died in November, in August I told him what I was going to do, what I was born to do, and it was time for me to come and serve the earth. I've been helping people with readings from the other side, a lot of suicide victims and death for some reason that has come to me. I'm kind of like, if you've seen the movie Ghost, I'm Whoopi.
Right, you're a medium. Yeah.
I have to go search out these people. Like, excuse me, your loved one has come to me, and this is what I do. I see, smell, taste since I was a child.
But guess what, my love? Guess what? You need to develop it. You need to fine tune it.
Oh, I know that. That's where I'm taking your classes. I'm in your leadership course right now.
You're in the leadership course.
We're doing a development circle.
Good.
And they put me as a leader. I don't know why I'm the youngest, but they put me as a leader.
And
we're meeting every Sunday, and it's going well. The thing is, I have no problem reading from the other side. I have problems with the earthbound and being, you know, and tuning. I have the fear. I guess my fear is blocking it.
There you go. You ding, 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 ding. Fear. You're tuned into on the radio dial 88.3, which is fear, limited consciousness.
That's why your course came out just now.
Exactly. So we're going to attune you. We're going to attune you to a higher level of 106.7, where it's love, compassion, loving yourself, honoring yourself, empowering yourself, having a relationship with yourself. You're good enough. You don't have to try to be good enough. You are good enough. And just being who you are. So that's what this is going to help you with, the transformation. Yeah. So again, just really what we want to do is just relax with it and go through it, Sandy. Just go through each step. Enjoy each moment. Enjoy each moment of this process of finding out who you are. You're uncovering layers of yourself, uncovering layers of the soul. And I often say, you know, the teacher appears when the student is ready. And that's exactly what this is. Everyone that's taken this course now, you're ready. Your soul's expressing. It's ready to perceive things differently. It's yourself, the world around you. So it's exciting. So take each moment, Sandy, and just don't judge it. Just experience it, okay? And as far as the mediumship, let's first do the 28-day course and see what happens as far as your progression. And it'll take it from there and see the next step.
You ready for the next question, Jane?
Yeah, ready, already.
Okay. Let's go to 562261. We don't have this person's name.
Okay.
Hi, this is Christine. Can you hear me okay?
Yes. Hi, Christine.
Hi, James. I'm from Downey, California, and I've met you before at Aliso Viejo Creek. You were having a spirit night. It was... I forget how many years ago it was, maybe about 4 or 5 years ago, but you were so nice, and you met my mom. I got a picture of you and her together, which she has up in her living room that she loves. But anyway, I notice that I'll see things or people that have passed on, but it only happens during moments where I'm in a lot of pain or awe, like when I've just found out that they died. It happened with my grandpa and with my cousin, and I can't tap into that any other time except for when I'm in pain. And so that seems to be a little bit limiting, but the whole reason why I'm so interested in your books is because of two things. The first thing is my grandfather shared with me a really beautiful near-death experience that he had, and I've just been obsessed with it, and I love reading about it and learning about it. And the other reason is my dad passed away many, many years ago when I was a baby, so I don't remember him, of course, But I want to try to see if I can reach him or get a sign from him without actually dying. I know I'll see him again when I pass away. Hopefully not for another many years, but
Let me stop you right there, because number one, you took the course to contact your dad in a way. So you should probably take the mediumship course, but this is fine. You're in the 28-day transformation course. But when you say you want to contact your dad, it's really a matter of sensing his presence and sensing his energy. And so if you can quiet your mind down and come to a place, Christine, which is quieting yourself down, stepping to the side and feeling his energy, feeling some aspects of your father, sending out a foot and say, Dad, would you step behind me right now? Come down, stand right behind me. And then just sit there and start and wait. Wait until you start feeling his energy. And if you think you're making up in your head, fine. I'm not worried about that, because you won't be, because he hears your thoughts and he will make himself known to you. But again, Christine, just like the class, this course, it's a progressive type of experience. So it might not happen the first time you sit and ask him to come in. It might happen the fourth time or the seventh time. So it's just a progression, you know. So slow down, surrender, and see one step at a time what happens. You know, he's around you, but we want to control things so much. And one thing, when you say you have insights and you see spirit right away, many people see them when they're in the taking a shower or a bath or in the water, because that's a conductor of energy. Or when they're driving the car, they'll think of someone that passed over, not realizing that the one that passed over is sitting in the seat next to them, sending thoughts.
I do that all the time.
So that's
all the time when I'm driving. Yeah.
Your soul, the soul is the mind. The mind is the soul. The soul is the mind. So it's mind-to-mind communication. So the more one is involved in knowing their own soul's energy, their own soul's atmosphere, they're able to, if you will, pick up another soul's energy. So this course will be good, because you're going to open yourself up and let yourself just be, which I think is really important, and take care of yourself, which is really important. You're good at taking care of other people, but not so much yourself, right?
I'm a little concerned about my health, but.
Well, it's good that you made this commitment, because I'm sure that your father probably helped you to do this. And you said you were a baby, so that's a perfect example when a group family, that soul passed over. You know, when a soul comes back and they live in the human life for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, it's not about years for the soul. It's about experiences. So your father's soul might have just needed 28 years experience, and then it was the time to go back home, the time to graduate. And now he can help you better ways from the spirit side of life. So that there's no end to life. It continues on. So that's probably what he's doing. He probably also got you here to his course. He influenced you to go on and register. So again, enjoy each moment, Christine.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you, sweetheart. And eventually you get to the mediumship course if you want to. If you want to later on.
Okay.
We do the 28-day course.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Short. Good speaking to Christine. Bye-bye, sweetheart.
Perfect. Okay. Let's go to, we don't have this person's name. It's area code 801-648.
801-648. Hello.
This is Jen from Utah.
Your name is Jen?
Yes.
Hi, Jen. Where are you calling from?
Utah.
Okay. I've spoken to you before?
No.
Okay. Well, nice to meet you, Jen.
You too. I've been a fan for a long time.
Oh, thank you.
I have a question about all of this.
Okay.
It's not specific, I don't think.
Okay.
I believe you when you say that nothing happens for no reason. Nothing's a coincidence.
The coincidence, so, God's way of remaining anonymous.
Yeah.
And everything's divine time, not in the human time, but divine time.
Yeah, okay. And I'm impatient, so that's...
So that's a lesson right there for your soul. So one of the lessons your soul is learning this time is how to deal with patience or impatience, how to not be in control, to be vulnerable, to surrender and just let yourself be. What other people think of you is none of your business. So all those things you're working with, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
Like other people have touched on not being able to visualize or, you know, I keep thinking I'm just making it up.
Okay.
Well, that I'm not doing it right.
Have you done this before at all, Jen? Done any meditation or visualization ever before?
I have, actually, but I've always done it at bedtime, so I fall asleep when I do it.
Perfect. That's fine. So if you fall asleep, a lot of people do in meditation, they'll fall asleep and they're unaware. On another level, you're receiving the information. It might not be the conscious level, but you're receiving on another level. There are many levels of consciousness. So you're receiving the information on another level. Your soul is aware. Right now, Jen, you have several bodies. We're just aware of the densest body, which is the human. But we have a lot of bodies. We have a light body, etheric body, astral body. We have different bodies, different layers, if you will, to the soul. So the densest part is the human. It's about judgment, control, conditioning. And all we're doing is expanding ourselves to those higher selves, so the higher levels of who we are, those other bodies, if you will. If you want to use your imagination, that is fine. So we could say meditation is imagination. All it is focused awareness. That's all meditation is, focused awareness. So if we want to, when you were a little girl, I bet you watched cartoons, right?
Yeah, I did.
Right. So go back to cartoons. Go back to when you were a young girl, 5 years, 6. You probably had a great imagination. And most children do. Most children are free. They're free to think. They're free to be, free to imagine, free to. And that's, you just go back to that space of, you make it up. Make it up. I'm there just guiding you. Say, create a room. So you can create a room, any room you like. You don't have to necessarily see it right there, but just know that you're creating this room. Even if you hold a thought for 3 seconds, it's yours. Yeah. So every one of us has the power to create. Don't take it so literally.
Right? Okay.
It's really important.
I just have one more question about something else.
Okay.
I'm a Pisces.
Oh my goodness gracious. A Pisces. So you're a sensitive. You're a natural born sensitive. So you'll pick up energy left and right.
Oh my gosh, you do have an idea. I was going to say you have no idea, but I know that you do.
So you need some grounding. You're not grounded. You're like a hot air balloon. You're floating above. You're floating, floating. And a Pisces tends to not to want to be on the earth because they're all about living in the clouds. And they're, you know,
yes.
it's too painful. This dense vibration of the earth is very, very hard for Pisceans.
It really is.
Because Pisces are sensitive. But if you can learn how to integrate grounding the energy, and there are some free meditations I have on my website, I think the school page, just go use them, some grounding exercises, teaching you how to ground yourself and run your energy on a regular basis, that would be really beneficial for you, Jen.
Okay.
All right, we're gonna go to someone else now. Give us another chance, too.
So okay.
Facebook page and let me know more questions if you have. Okay.
Okay. So, James, let's go to maybe one more call. It looks like we're almost out of time.
Oh, God, it goes by so fast, doesn't it?
It does. It does. Let's go to 480201. We don't have your name, though.
480. Is that Ohio?
No, James. This is Utah again. You're focused on Utah.
How funny. Utah. Wow. What's your name?
My name's Craig. I'm from Moab, Utah.
Hi, Craig. Nice to meet you.
You too. Anyways, a lot of it's been dealt with already as far as the visualization during the meditations, but I do have another question on the breathing during meditations, and you start off with the clearing breath.
Yes.
And then after you've done the clearing breath, what type of breathing should you continue that or go to a different type of breathing through the duration of the meditation?
So really what that is, Craig, is just the cleansing breath is fine. If you just bring it, like we just did the beginning with the blessing, you're bringing that light energy. It's just in putting the mind to a certain awareness of focus. So that first cleansing breath is fine. And then grounding yourself, letting go of the excess energy in you with the exhalation. Sometimes people visualize that as gray matter coming out of the mouth, jumping, going down to Mother Earth. And it's just a matter of just bring yourself to balance, and that's it. After those two or three healing breaths, then you can just gently, naturally inhale and exhale. Just gently.
Okay.
Because you're so focused on the breath, you're going to miss out on everything else. So it's
right.
Just an opening with the healing breath, and then let it just go back to gentle, natural breathing. Just being gentle. Let's use the word gentle breathing. Yeah? And that'll help you.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, Craig, thank you. Nice to meet you.
You too. Thank you very much, and thank you for this wonderful opportunity.
Thank you, Craig. I appreciate your saying that. Appreciate it. Thank you. Look forward to working with you.
And James, there's a few questions on the Facebook page I just wanted to mention. A few people, R.M. Alexander and a few others are asking about the mandala. And if you could talk a little bit about that. I know this week
Mandala. So again, the mandala is really interesting because, again, it's a focused awareness. Now, the sacred mandala, which is part of the homework, of course, when I did my last deck of cards, the soul journey cards, every one of them is a certain mandala. And the spirit people, when the guides came through when I did these cards, they said that each word, whether it's love, joy, compassion, fear, judgment, whatever it was, has a vibrational tone. And along with that vibrational tone, there is a design. Now, as we have thoughts, this is very interesting, when the spirit people look at us and we think certain things, within the atmosphere around us, we call it the auric field or the atmosphere, they will see our thoughts materialize in various colors and various textures and various patterns. And it seems as if the more loving thoughts we have, more compassionate, more kind thoughts, the colors are lighter, the design, the patterns are more beautiful, very, very sacred. It's like sacred geometry, if you will. So when the mandala, or the way we use mandala is it's just a focal point. It's like a meditative, and it's a technique which goes way back in history through many, many belief systems throughout time. And it's just, focused awareness. And it's just letting your soul, if you will, express itself through this sacred design. Everything is divine design. And Pythagorean said everything in the universe is measured with numbers. And I believe that, and numbers of various degrees. So a mandala really is just letting your soul just show you a meditative tool, if you will, that you can use that's personal to you, and just let yourself have fun with that, just drawing it out. It's in a circle, and then just draw a circle and just start with that, and let your soul, just let yourself just do it. Just go with the flow. Don't think of it. Just let your soul speak to you. And this is very scary for a lot of people, Emily, because they've never done this before. And that's fine. It's just surrendering to just like a kid again, making things up, drawing things, creating things with crayon. Fine. And after a while, you start doing it. It's a focus point, and you'll see that you start focusing to the center of your being. That's the best way to describe it. So I read about in the Sacred Mandala also for the course, the thing I did with around you. Remember the you and the words there. It's just a matter of the reason I wanted to do that was see what energies are around you, how you perceive yourself, what's important to you, what's not, what level of, you can see the priorities in your life, what takes up more space and what does not take up space. Do you have fear over love? Do you worry what people think about it, or just be who you are? So that mandala is used in many, many levels of focused awareness and perception of your being. And it'll change, by the way, throughout the course. So if they do a mandala, if everyone does a mandala the first day, and the 28th day, it's going to be very, very different because you've had different experiences of insights. So does that answer it?
Right. And I think it does. And we posted an example of your mandala, James, right in the homework section for people if they want to see it.
It's really pretty. I framed it and put it in my room. I framed it and put it in my office. And I had a really fun time doing that. And I did that with just putting myself in a light, like in the Craig, with a gentle breathing, and just wanted to express myself, whatever I felt first, just go for it. So the colors my soul was telling me to use, I used, and the words on the side there, just to help people learn, just get an idea what it's about.
I love it. And I think even if they're interested, they can post a picture of their mandala, perhaps on the school page.
That would be great. Oh, that would be great. We'll do that. I'd really appreciate that. That's fantastic. That would be great. And we can talk about it. We can talk about examples. That'd be wonderful.
Perfect.
Hey.
Perfect. Okay. Do you want to share any other feedback, James, or should we?
I just want people to realize that, again, we're going to talk about I surrender. So I will come on to Facebook every once in a while, and I'll do these on my other page, Facebook Live Chats, and we can talk about the 28-day transformation. We can actually talk about it with me in the video, and I can read your questions. But I'm also going to tell people to really do check in on the school page with me, and I'll work with you then. And I just want to really push the sense of just surrender. give yourself a pat on the back for taking the course. Takes a lot of courage to commit yourself for 28 days. It's a lot. A lot of people can't do that. They can, but they don't, or they won't. But it's a big deal to commit yourself. And again, take it slow, one step at a time. The baby first learned how to crawl before it could run. So we're going to do it very slowly and enjoy the process. Don't worry about the end. Just enjoy the journey. Yeah?
I love it. Don't beat yourself up. Be gentle.
Be gentle. Be gentle. Be yourself with care and compassion. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And I'll go on Facebook for a little bit, too. And Emily, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. And just so everyone knows, we will send you the audio download of this in about 48 hours, and we'll send you the link to listen to it again. And our next conference call is in a week, and we will send you a reminder on that as well.
And in between now and next week, again, everybody, if you have questions, put them on the Facebook, and I'll answer them. So when you're doing exercise, you might have, like, an overwhelming question. So definitely go on the Facebook page and write, and I will answer you right back as soon as I get on there. Okay? Thank you, everyone.